Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And in this half hour of Motown Memories, we feature the music of the Jackson 5, Jermaine Jackson, and Michael Jackson. Well, back in 1963, Motown had a hit with their very first child artist, little Stevie Wonder, who was 12 years old at the time. But the Jackson 5 were something new, perhaps even more startling than little Stevie Wonder. They demonstrated the traditional paradox of child stars, kids' energy combined with uncannily seasoned professionalism. But they also enjoyed the benefit of one of the great hit-making machines in pop music history, Motown in its prime. In 1968, at the moment of the Jackson 5's discovery, Motown was operating at a fever pitch. After nearly a decade, the label's sense of packaging and promotion had been forged into a fine art. As a matter of fact, the Jackson 5's very first song released made it all the way up to number one in 1969. And here it is, I Want You Back, right here on Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
With you. the great Motown songs. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Well, that was Let's Get Serious by Jermaine Jackson. That reached number 9 in 1980. And before that, I Am Love, Parts 1 and 2. That was the Jackson 5. That was their last top 40 song. That reached number 15 from 1975. And before that, their very first top 40 song reached all the way to number 1 in 1969. I Want You Back, the Jackson 5. You're listening to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And we're featuring the music of the Jackson 5, Jermaine Jackson, and Michael Jackson this half hour. Well, the elder Jackson, Joe Jackson, when he discovered that his kids had talent, he devoted himself to their development. And like Berry Gordy, he saw competition as the key. With Tito on guitar and Jermaine on bass, he recruited two other youths, Johnny Jackson, who was not related, on drums, and Ronnie Rancer on keyboard. And he put his boys through musical boot camp. He bought mics and amps for home rehearsals to get them to the Jackson 5 status. And now let's continue on with another Jermaine Jackson song, Daddy's Home.
You're my love, you're my angel, you're the girl of my dreams. I'd like to thank you for waiting patiently. Yeah, yeah. Daddy's home. Your daddy's home to stay. Thank you.
listening to Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. Email Tom your requests at MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com.
Well, that was Just a Little Bit of You. That was Michael Jackson, and that reached number 23 from 1975. And before that, the Jackson 5 had a hit with Sugar Daddy. That reached number 10 from 1971. And we started off with a solo by Jermaine Jackson, Daddy's Home, a number 9 tune from 1973. You're listening to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. We're featuring the music of the Jackson 5, Jermaine Jackson, and Michael Jackson this half hour. Hope you're enjoying the show so far. Well, Joe Jackson saw the Jackson 5 as the way out of poverty. Well, the simple mathematics of a living situation, he recalled at the time, was there were 11 human beings in a two-bedroom house. That made us a curiosity in the neighborhood. Well, before long, Joe threw the kids into a grueling routine of talent shows, where they'd cover Motown hits like My Girl. Winning was everything to him, the escape from poverty, the route to Oz. Let's continue now with the number one song by Michael Jackson from the movie of the same name, Ben.
We're the friends. She's doing, she's super bad now.
Well, that was Dancing Machine by the Jackson 5, a number 2 sound from 1974. And before that, the Supreme song I Hear a Symphony by the Jackson 5, recorded and released in 1972. And before that, Ben by Michael Jackson, number 1 from that same year, 1972. You've been listening to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. Hope you enjoyed today's show. If you have any questions or comments about Motown Memories, please email me. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, please visit our website at www.MotownMemories.com. That's www.MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll see radio stations that stream the show 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.